Friend, tomorrow the nation will be observing Father's Day. And with this in mind, I would like to speak directly to the fathers and the grandfathers and all the men who had spiritual mentors about the sacred calling of fatherhood. Of course, this message has a little bit of something for everyone, but I want to focus on fathers today. And the title of today's message is A Father's Sacred Calling. A Father's Sacred Calling. Brethren, the world wants us to believe that fatherhood is merely a part of some social construct. But we know that it is part of God's design, a physical type that points toward something greater, something more spiritual. It points us to the fact that God himself is a father, that he is building his family, and that his purpose is to bring many sons to glory into his kingdom. There is an old saying, brethren, that time is a quiet thief. One day you're holding a newborn in the palm of your hand, wondering how on earth will you supposed to take care of this baby? How on earth are you supposed to take care of this tiny person? And the next day you're watching them walk across a graduation stage, or packing up and moving out of the house, or one day standing up at the altar to start a family of their own. One thing is certain, time moves fast. And because it moves so quickly, intentionality for us matters. Let's begin by turning first to Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 1. Proverbs 4 and verse 1. It provides this beautiful perspective of this calling of fatherhood. And Proverbs 4 verse 1 will be the main scripture of today. So whatever you do, put yourself a little bookmark there. We'll be bouncing back and forth out of this scripture. Proverbs 4:1, Solomon says, "Hear, my children, the instruction of a father, and give attention to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine. Do not forsake my law. When I was my father's son, tender, and the only one in the sight of my mother, he also taught me. And he said to me, 'Let your heart retain my words, keep my commands, and live.'" Brethren, these words reflect this intimate conversation between a father and his son. Solomon is sitting here in his royal palace, surrounded by unmatched wealth and wisdom, and was looking back at his life. And he did not boast about the temple that he built or the gold that he accumulated in his life. Instead, his mind traveled backwards to a time when he was just a boy, a child sitting at the feet of his father, King David. These scriptures are often overlooked, but they carry a simple yet profound message for us today. Fathers, the time we give, the words we speak, the character we display, all build a bridge that leads the next generation towards God's kingdom. And so today I want us to take a few moments to focus on these verses. And I want to share three simple points of encouragement for every one of us, every man striving to lead his family towards God. Our first point of encouragement today is more important than ever in this age we live in. In this world filled with materialism, we must remember that our presence is more important than our presence. Did you get that? Our presence is more important than our presence. Let's consider for a moment verse 1 again. Solomon says, "Hear, my children, the instruction of a father, and give attention to no understanding." Men, our children cannot hear our voice if it's not there. They cannot give attention to a father who is emotionally or physically absent. Yes, we work long hours, we provide shelter and food, we buy clothes and sports gear, and all these things are great, they're good, we take care of our families. But we must remember that our families do not just need the material things, they need our presence, they need us engaged in our children's lives. They need us leading and teaching the family. God does not demand that we are perfect fathers, by no means. There's only one perfect father, and he sits on the throne in heaven. What God asks for us is to be engaged in our children's lives. In order to instruct, we must be engaged. Scripture gives us this beautiful blueprint what this daily engagement, this present fatherhood looks like. Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 11 and verse 19. Deuteronomy chapter 11 and verse 19. In Deuteronomy 11, 19, God instructs fathers regarding his commandments. Deuteronomy 11, 19, he says, "You shall teach them to your children, speaking of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up." Notice what God doesn't say here. He doesn't say we need to call a formal meeting to deliver instruction about God's commandments. He tells us that spiritual leadership happens in the everyday rhythms of our life. It happens when we are sitting in our house, around the dinner table, sharing a meal, laughing or crying or asking about the day that they all had that day, the good, the bad. It happens when we are walking by the way or driving them to practice, running errands in the car. It happens when we lie down and when you rise up. In those quiet moments before bed when we pray over them, or in the morning when we set the tone for the day, kiss them goodbye, and head off to work. As fathers, we must never underestimate the power of simply being there for our families. When we show up to their games, when we sit on the edge of their bed to listen to their worries, when we pray with them, in these moments, we are building a foundation for growth. Our presence tells them that they matter. And once they know that they matter to you, their hearts will be more open to hear what matters to God. And so then, fathers, once we are present in our children's lives, what's next? Well, the second point is that we must teach our children, or the world will teach them. We must teach our children, or the world will teach them. Returning back to verse 2 of Proverbs 4, Solomon says, "For I give you good doctrine. Do not forsake my law." And so, brethren, we live in this world that is trying to indoctrinate our children. The shows they watch, the music they listen to, the algorithms that interact with them when they're online, all the cultural trends of our day are preaching to them a sermon of things that they should not be absorbing. The culture tells them that identity is found in self-absorption, that truth is relative, that God's law is outdated, and that success is measured by wealth. If we as fathers do not step up to give them good doctrine, I can promise you this: the world will gladly step up and give them bad doctrine. And so as fathers, we must anchor our families in the unshakable, unchanging word of God, teaching them not only to believe, but to live God's way of life. But how do we do that without becoming overbearing? Well, let's turn to Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 4. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 4. The Apostle Paul has a great way of teaching us, and he instructs us on how to find this perfect balance for instructing our children. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4, he says, "And you, fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord." Paul gives us a warning and a command. The warning is, do not provoke your children to wrath. Passing down good doctrine is not about being a drill sergeant in their lives. If we lead them with an iron fist, we will provoke our children and their hearts to anger. And then they may move completely away towards resentment. Instead, Paul says to bring them up in the training and the admonition of the Lord. So what does this mean? It means being hands-on in our children's lives. It means providing everyday guidance. It means modeling the behavior that we want them to model first, correcting with love when they get off track, and building godly habits into their routines. It means teaching them biblical boundaries. But at times it also requires the admonition of a fatherly conversation. Not screaming or scolding, simply sitting down with a child, looking them in the eyes, and helping them to understand why God's way is the best way. We need to appeal to their hearts and their understanding rather than just forcing compliance. As fathers, we are training our children to become mature, contributing citizens of God's kingdom. So when we study the Bible with them, when we pray as a family, when we humble ourselves after making mistakes, we are training them up through our actions. We are showing them that the Word of God is alive, it's active, and it's beautiful, that it guides us and gives us purpose. Which leads to the final point of encouragement for today, which is this: our lives become their legacy. Our lives become their legacy. Fathers, we are literally passing on down a living legacy, one that's been passed down from generation to generation. We read about him in the book. We read about him in Scripture. Let's consider verses 3 and 4 in Proverbs 4 once again. This is the heart of the passage, in my opinion. Solomon says, "When I was my father's son, tender, and the only one in the sight of my father, he also taught me, and he said to me, 'Let your heart retain my words, keep my commandments, and live.'" Can you see and hear this beautiful chain of faith that links Solomon to David and David back to his father? Solomon is a king. But he remembers when he was just David's son. Think about David's life for a moment. David was not a perfect man. He had made mistakes that directly affected his family. Yet when Solomon looks back at his father, what is he remembering? He remembers what David taught him. He remembers David saying, "Let your heart retain my words and live." David passed his faith to Solomon. And Solomon turned around and passed his faith to his own children. And we are called to do the same. Fathers, the choices we make, the way we treat others, the devotion we show to God, all these things, they don't end with us. They echo into the lives of our children, our grandchildren, and generations we may never see on this earth. Whenever we know it, whether we know it or not, we are building this legacy. And the most powerful tool we have in building the legacy is our own testimony to these children. Consider what God says in Psalm 78:4. And you don't need to turn here. I'll read it to you. Psalm 78, verse 4. He says, "We will not hide from their children. We will not hide them from their children, telling to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he has done." God here reminds us that we need to teach our children of the things that have happened in the past, in our lives, to our children. One of the greatest gifts we have as a father that we can give our children is the stories we tell them, the things that have happened to us. We shouldn't hide these wonderful works of God that we see and witness in our families. We should be telling them about how God called us out of this world, and how he began teaching us his truth and his way of life. Telling them about the trials and the tribulations that affect every day of our lives, the challenges, and how God has strengthened us and give us the peace and joy to persevere through them. We all have examples of how God's hands in our lives have touched us in many ways. And we should share these testimonies. We are building, by sharing these testimonies, we are building a fortress of faith in our home. In doing so, we are handing our children this shield of faith that has already been tested in battle. And so, brethren, as we close this message on this Sabbath, I want to speak directly again to the fathers and to the men that are here today. The calling of a father can be heavy. It can be a very strong responsibility. It can feel overwhelming. There may be days when you feel like you're failing, when you don't know the right answers to the question your children are asking, when you wonder if you are doing exactly, if whatever you're doing is sinking into children's heads. If you've ever felt that way, take heart. You're not alone. When Solomon reflected on David's instruction, the purpose was not to lead him to follow David, but to lead him to follow God. Our job as earthly fathers is to be a reflection, however imperfect, of the love, the justice and mercy, the faithfulness and consistency of God the Father. And as we do that, we point our children beyond ourselves to God, to the hope of the resurrection, and to the kingdom of God that Jesus Christ will establish here on this earth. As fathers and grandfathers or mentors, you should be encouraged this Sabbath. Your presence matters. Your words matter. Your prayers matter. Don't give up. Keep standing in the gap for your family. Give to your children the precious gift of your time. Keep teaching God's truth. Keep testifying to them of God's hand in your life. And remind them of his purpose of bringing mankind into his family. The example we set today will become a lasting legacy that leads the next generation into the family of God. And this is a father's sacred calling.